Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Sola Hong, the coordinator of Center for Diversity, Equity and Inclusion. Thanks for listening to our podcast of the series of At Heart of a Women's Excellence. Today, we are proud to welcome Carissa Menefee, our interim associate director of communications and marketing, to share her experience and insights as a female staff in higher education.
Yes.
Welcome, Carissa.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So what does a typical day look like for an associate director of communications and marketing in a university?
So a typical day here, probably like any other job at the university, is very student focused and very flexible. It's up to change depending on what happens in the day and what things we have going on campus. So usually in the mornings, we will get together our staff. We have a director, a web, a digital communication specialist, a photographer, and a graphic designer in our department. And usually in the morning, we'll get together and have a little team huddle to talk about what's going on for the day, the events that we need to cover, what things are going on in the media, if there's anything that we need to know about. We'll all get filled in there and then kind of go on with our day. So from there, it's a nice point to gather, get centered, talk about what we're going to do, and it's a good start for a productive day. After that, it's covering events that are happening on campus, things that students are doing, taking pictures at events, writing stories, working on our website, helping to promote the university and the brand as best we can. You know, what is so great about BSU? Why should people care about it, and why should they come to our events, and why should students come here? So we work hard to make BSU a fun place to be.
Sure. And so what projects are you working on right now for like this month or this week?
Well, this month, well, I guess this whole year, this is the centennial year of Bemidji State University. So we have a lot of things going on for the centennial. One exciting thing we're doing right now is a centennial edition of the BSU magazine. Every year it comes out twice a year in the spring and in the fall. And we're going to add a special edition for the centennial, so making it a little bit bigger, focusing on things that are happening because of this 100-year celebration. So one fun thing I got to do today was interview an alumni of BSU who was born in 1918 and is actually going to celebrate her 101st birthday in next week, I believe. And I got to talk to her about her time at BSU. When she was here, it was only two buildings. It was called Bemidji Teachers College. And I got to learn a lot about what BSU was like in the past in order to write a story about her with a nice photo and put it in our magazine. So that is one thing that's always top of our mind is what can we do for the centennial? What can we do to celebrate BSU's 100th year?
Yeah, look forward to all the like serious programs and promotions.
That has been just really fun. Other things we're working on right now is highlighting students who are getting ready to graduate. We're coming up at the end of the spring semester. So we're talking about, there's a student achievement day conference coming up. And all students are presenting research, presenting materials, their works, everything that they've done. So we're highlighting them and talking about where they're going in their future, showing what BSU has given to them in an education and the experiences and what they plan to do when they leave here and go into the real world. And
is there any plan for the commencement in May?
We've been talking about commencement. That will be a big event. There's lots of things to do for that.
Is there a live event going on, or
what's that?
Is there a live event going on for like broadcasting the commencement, or
I believe it will be. I believe IT will be casting the live event, so people who can attend will be able to see it. We've been talking about different ideas. I know a photographer takes pictures there. We thought about, can we tweet out all of these pictures? You know, hundreds of graduates. Because it's the centennial year, we've been working on a special graduation gift that every graduating senior will get, along with some other cool other centennial things that we can sprinkle
That's
into
awesome.
It. But yeah, it's not too far away.
Right at the corner.
So yeah, in communications and marketing, while we might not be, you know, the commencement, for example, is a big event that the whole campus participates in, but we get to participate in a really fun way. When you're in communications and marketing, you get to tell people about it, talk about why it's so fun, and add in those little special extras that will make the event a really big success.
It's a good storytelling opportunity.
Yeah, definitely telling the story.
So what will be your best experience during your time at BSU?
Oh, my best experience at my time at BSU is definitely the diversity in the amount of people I get to work with on a daily basis. I can go from a meeting with one of my very good friends in marketing to talking to a student who's on the in the Phoenix Club, which is the LGBTQ plus group, to talking to a professor in the Spanish department, to talking to someone in the biology department about research they're conducting. It's just been awesome to feature all these different types of people on campus and to really get to connect with them, all the way from students ranging up to faculty and administrators. I think that has been the most meaningful thing, is making those relationships with so many different types of people and talking about what they are passionate about.
For sure.
Yeah.
So how long have you been in the area of communication and marketing?
In general,
yeah.
I have been in communications and marketing for about, I'd say, 7 years. I knew in college that I really was interested in communications and marketing when I was in the university.
Yes.
And I actually was struggling between a major of teaching, elementary education, or marketing communications, and I decided to go this marketing communications way, and it was the best decision
ever made.
It was a great decision. And to work in a place like BSU, where it's higher education, I feel like it's just the perfect fit to be able to marry the two, education and marketing loves that I have. But after I graduated, it's a major that is pretty broad, communications and marketing. You can kind of steer it into what your interests are. For a while I did sales, for a while I focused on social media. I've worked at a clinic and hospital, and now in higher education. So I love that it's given me the opportunity to kind of spread my wings and find a spot that I really, really enjoy, and see different industries as I pass through them in the communications and marketing view. So I guess it's been about 8 years.
And what do you see yourself in 5 years then?
Where do I see myself in 5 years? I honestly see myself growing and expanding in this very position. I think that communications and marketing is something that's continuously evolving. Continuing to change with new technologies we have out there, different additions to websites, different social media channels, different ways that students are interacting with universities. So I feel like this job is rewarding and challenging, that I would love to see myself stay here and grow this job into something that's even bigger and better than it is now. I'd love to keep gaining skills in design, in photography, in video. And I think that no matter where I am in 5 years, I'd like to always make sure that I don't take the human element out of my job, out of anything I'm doing. I think sometimes people get so focused and so busy with, oh, where am I going to be? What are my goals? What am I going to do? That we can forget about the people that we're with in the meantime, and the people that are helping us on this, on the way to our goals.
People are the essential part of everything.
They are. They are. And I hope that no matter where I am, I'm surrounded by good people, and that I never take out that importance of being with the people who are with me at that moment. So I hope I'm there. I also, this past year, I had the opportunity to teach a first-year experience course for freshmen here at BSU. It's an introductory course that teaches incoming freshmen about studying, about the campus, about the town. And I really loved it. It was fun to talk to all these freshmen who were just figuring out college, just coming to campus. So I'd also like to see myself grow in teaching a little bit, or in connecting with students. I felt like that was a really rewarding thing to do.
And do you think there are more and more female pursuing their career in the field of communication and marketing as well? Do you think that is a male dominant area or not?
I don't think so, actually. I think that there are more and more women going into communications and marketing. I remember when I was in college, the majority of my classmates were women.
Yeah.
And then now, as I've went through the working world, depending on what industry you get into, it's it varies. But I've always felt like there's a good split, if not more women going into communications and marketing.
Sure.
I think a lot of the women that I know are good communicators, good good at expressing themselves and asking the right questions to have others express themselves. And I think that's something that's really needed in this job. It's also a way to express an artistic side of yourself if you are working on artwork for an event or I kind of even think language is an artwork, kind of the way you talk, the way you say things.
Sure.
So I feel like a lot of people are drawn to that. And I feel like, a lot of women are going into it, and it's a good area to be in.
Sure. And so what profession would you like to attempt if not working in the communication and marketing or teaching?
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good question. If I wasn't in communications and marketing or teaching, I think that I would love to do some kind of service work, be involved with a service organization, maybe traveling internationally,
Like a nonprofit.
A nonprofit where we could work towards a common mission and, and help work to relieve poverty or hunger or something that serves the greater good.
I feel helping others.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool.
I think that in part, higher education is kind of like that. We're serving others by what we're providing here.
Right.
So I have a passion for that too. So if I wasn't doing this, I'd like to in some way be involved in a nonprofit that would be helping others.
And is there any profession that you would never give it a try?
Never give it a try? I think I think it would have to be being a physician, a medical doctor.
Okay.
They are miracle workers and they save people's lives every single day.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd ever want that pressure on myself for my day job.
Got it, got it. So is there any like female role models that you have been looking up to, and how has she impacted you?
Well, the first person that came to my mind is Michelle Obama. She is a more current woman. You know, she's she's not been around forever, but right now I'm listening to her autobiography. And
is it a new book?
It's a new book.
Is it a new book?
So she was the first one that came to my mind. I love how she has a story that kind of revolves around service of others as well, wanting to help others. She made a move from a powerful law firm as a lawyer to work at a city hall to serve others within her within her city and her county. And I think that she has a strong grace about her. She has a great presence, and she's not afraid to stand up for women all over the world and to tell her story and really be who she is. I think another woman role model I look up to is Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That might be a funny one. I feel like she's become a popular woman's role model in these days, in her older years, which I think is incredible in itself. When you think about people who may be marginalized in society, older women come to my mind. People don't always take the time to get to know them or hear what they have to say. And here is Ruth Bader Ginsburg in her 80s, at the top of her game, just killing it in the Supreme Court. And she's, her whole life, she has been fighting for women's equality, women's rights. And I think that is something to
inspire.
Definitely.
And have you seen any challenges as a female staff working at a university environment regarding gender equity?
Oh, that's a hard question. Gender equity,
just in terms of like equal opportunities provided to both female and male staff, something like that.
I think one thing that BSU has done to ensure that I really like is in their hiring process.
Mm-hmm.
They have a whole committee that is working to decide who is the best person
right.
for this job.
Yeah.
And in that process, there are so many people that don't allow for that type of any kind of discrimination
mm-hmm.
or any kind of gender inequality to happen
right.
in there.
Right.
So it's not just, oh, if there's this one person who's doing it, I'll, you know,
right.
shoot, that's how that department is. There's
yeah.
a big group of people that comes together. There's lots of checks and balances.
Uh-huh.
that will help determine the hiring process in a fair
sure.
in a fair way.
Yeah.
I think that BSU may be a little gem, I think, in northern Minnesota, where
uh-huh.
we get to think about things like diversity,
yeah.
equity, and inclusion
right.
on a daily basis. Your job definitely.
yeah.
Our job in communications
right.
and marketing, also you're thinking about that's a goal for the university
mm-hmm. sure.
to be more diverse.
Yeah.
How can we help to talk about that? How can we feature our diversity in our students?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I always have that top of mind.
Yeah.
So I can't think of anything that I've seen that has really stuck out to me as negative, only in
right.
the positive way. I've liked it all the way from their hiring process,
yeah. cool.
all the way through that many people
uh-huh.
are always thinking about that.
Yeah, and we keep improving, and that's also, like, I'm very excited about
yeah.
the future.
Right.
Yeah.
Me
yeah.
too. Me too. I think that, yeah, people are thinking about it, and that's
uh-huh.
the first step
yeah.
to seeing the quality being totally, totally reached.
Yeah. And what's your favorite saying or quote to motivate yourself?
I kind of have ones that ebb and flow. Right now I have this little thing in my
yeah.
office here. It's a stand that has different motivational sayings that you can
yeah,
change in
yeah.
and out. And right now, what I feel like I needed maybe this last month of my life, is a quote that says, if not now, when?
Uh-huh.
And I think this is motivating for the end of the semester.
Yeah.
Like, things,
yeah.
you know, in a timeline sense, they need to happen now. If it doesn't
uh-huh.
happen now, when will it happen?
Yep.
And I kind of take that a step farther. If not who? You know, if not me, who will it
right,
be?
Right.
So instead of, if I see something that I think we really should do, or
mm-hmm.
vice versa in my life, if I see something that I think shouldn't be happening,
yeah.
I try not to think, oh, someone else will do that. Oh,
yeah.
we'll do that later.
Right,
I
right.
try to think, I should do that.
Right.
If I don't do it, who will do it?
Yeah,
if we don't do it
out.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, when will it happen?
Yeah.
So I kind of rotate through things
uh-huh.
that I need at a certain point in my life.
Yeah.
That's one that has really been speaking to me this last couple
uh-huh.
months.
Yeah.
And before that, I feel like at the end of last year, one that really helped me was, don't look back. You're not going that way. And that kind
uh-huh.
of has that
yeah,
motivation
yeah.
of, let's keep looking forward.
Sure.
Don't look back at what
uh-huh.
has happened. You're not going
yeah.
that way. You're going forward.
And what will be your least favorite word to use at work?
My least favorite word to use
yeah.
at work?
Yeah.
I would say fail is what came to my mind.
yeah.
I don't...
No, no one likes failure.
I don't want to have... I don't want to hear that we failed, or that someone...
Right, right.
My students say they failed a test, or I
yeah.
say, oh, we failed this project,
right,
or oh,
right.
we missed this.
Uh-huh.
Things that are behind deadline in communications and marketing
right.
are not good. So if we
right,
fail
right.
to meet a deadline,
then
we missed our chance.
Yeah. And so during a spare time, what will be your favorite activity to do to relax?
My favorite activities?
Yeah.
I love to do yoga.
Uh-huh.
I find that it's a great way to move your body and to center your mind at the same
yeah,
time.
Right.
And to just... And just to
focus.
Relax.
Yeah,
and get some exercise.
Focus at the same time, but you relax.
Yes.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, you get focused
yeah.
on your breathing and how you're
yeah.
feeling with yourself.
Uh-huh.
You get some exercise. It relieves stress.
Uh-huh.
I also really like to read novels.
Uh-huh.
Read autobiographies.
Yeah.
I love to walk my dog.
Yeah. What kind of dog you have?
I have a golden retriever
oh,
dog.
Nice.
She's...
Oh, that's cute.
Her name's Sunny. She's
yeah.
three.
So
she's really fun. I love
yeah.
to play with her. And
that's cute.
I also have chickens, pet chickens
uh-huh.
for eggs.
Yeah.
Kind of started as a, hey, that'd be cool to have my own eggs and and raise my own chickens, and my husband built a chicken coop for me, and I got some chickens, and here we are. So they're kind of fun to just
watch. Yeah, will chase the chickens?
No, she's awesome. She's a bird dog, so you would think that she would love going after the birds. And I think she did at first, but we've had them ever since she was a puppy.
Yeah.
And we've been able to train her.
So kind of like they are best friends right now.
I don't know if they're best friends, but at least she doesn't go after them.
Okay, cool. So what would be your one piece of advice for other inspiring young women?
For inspiring young women?
Yeah.
I think I would say, as a young woman and as a young woman myself, sometimes you look at people who are where you want to be and you think, oh man, they have it all together.
Yeah.
They've got their life together.
Yeah.
They've got everything together.
Yeah.
And in reality, they don't. Nobody has it all totally together.
Yeah, everyone is fighting a battle that someone else doesn't know about.
Exactly. Yeah. Just in reading, talking about Michelle Obama's autobiography, she's someone who you would think has it all together, it's a great life.
Yeah.
And she does, to some point, have a great life. You make your life why it's great. You make that.
Mm-hmm.
But the things that everyone has went through, everybody goes through grief and loss and hard times and health battles, and everybody goes through that. So I think that my advice would be not to put those unattainable pressures on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Be yourself, feel what you feel, and know that you are going to make it just as these other people that you admire have made it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for today's interview.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This was awesome.
My pleasure.